And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day, the title, Our Transporter. Plus, we're going to look at the power of praise and how that operates. There's a cool process called tapping in that we're going to examine, and then we're going to close it out with pushing past it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during this show. I do want to let you know there are flash flood warnings taking place for those who are driving right now. So be very careful and very diligent. The show is going to focus in on, so you don't have to think much, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, not this hour, we're done. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation, because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-PRAISE, AM 1210, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience, AM 1210, K-PRAISE, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-PRAISE, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. That was played, I believe, today. Was that at the inauguration today? And we just wanted to have a little clip on that. Again, the encouragement for the entire community is to be praying for our leaders to operate in a real sense of humility and not arrogance. That would get us a long way. And I will say this as we are getting ready to get into our DDD. I'll say this, and I just want to be really honest about it. I have people that I've talked to that are very, they're on both sides of the aisle, both sides of the election, both happy, both sad, both upset. You know, the job for us Bible-believing, born-again Christians, you love people. Anyway, even if they disagree, you can love them. Okay, you can still love on them the way you would want to be loved if you were hurting. And that's the method.
and the style with which Jesus gave us. And at a minimum, people that are not the greatest to you, Jesus said we're supposed to pray for them. We're supposed to bless them and do good to them. So we can operate that way and reflect more of the Father's heart in everything we do. I want to let you know, because it's important for you to know, that Sam Rasul, one of my friends, going to be on the show on Monday. And Sam's going to come and talk about real estate and going to talk about what's taking place and what the momentum is in the real estate, category in San Diego. But Sam's more than just a real estate agent. He's a brother in the Lord who's got just a fantastic testimony. So I'm going to take this time, this particular live read, and really encourage you to reach out to Sam if you're looking for somebody to share. Let's say you run a Bible study, you run a men's group or a women's group, or you run a group of evangelism, or you run some type of fellowship gathering, or you're the pastor of a church, or you take care of Sunday nights, whatever the case may be. I just really feel impressed that if you have an opportunity, if you have an opening and you need to fill that with something that is truly moving in regards to the Lord moving in people's lives, Sam's testimony is one of the better, one of the more dynamic, all-encompassing, wowzer factor testimonies. How's that? He was born a Muslim, and in fact, he was raised with a completely different mindset as to what Christians and Jews are. He is now a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. To go from A to Z is a unique journey indeed. Now, he's a top real estate agent. You want to talk about real estate, do so. And I talk a lot about him on the show regarding real estate. He's one of our sponsors. But I really believe there's somebody out there that could really be find a lot of benefit by hearing Sam's testimony. And so you get a hold of Sam the exact same way for that as you would for real estate. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. If you're looking for somebody to speak to your group, to your church, that will challenge them in the Lord towards the Lord, Sam is a great person to have in regards to fellowship and in regards to sharing. Okay? All right. That's it. I'm not doing any more of that. Done. All right. Let's get into what I'm calling our transporter. For those that don't know, I am a sci-fi fan. You're thinking, well, that, you shouldn't be a sci-fi fan. Okay. I'm a sci-fi fan. It's the large button on the right, if you don't understand what I'm trying to say. And so here, I want to talk about something, and that is in the past, we've talked about the joy of the Lord, and we've discussed that. And you're thinking, what does that have to do with sci-fi? And didn't you just say, you know, this is like what? It's called our transporter. Right. Follow the bouncing ball. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's what the scripture says in Nehemiah. Nothing new about that. Most of you know that. Most of you are aware that. Dude, there's a song about it. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You guys know. And then the church, you know, if you want joy, you must clap for it. As though clapping was really going to bring joy in your life. But I get it because, you know, you're dancing and that's cool. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's number one. And in his presence, Psalm 16 says, in his presence is the fullness of joy. So you put these two together. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's one. And in his presence is the fullness of joy. Okay, that's two. So we get a lot of joy, which is our strength, by being in God's presence. Okay, there's nothing weird about that. There's nothing, but that's easy. The problem is John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And the problem with the joy of the Lord is our strength and in his presence is the fullness of joy is how often the enemy steals that joy or attempts to steal that joy. And I'll give you a perfect example if you're looking for something to relate to. So you come out of church and it was a great church service and you had a great worship time and the pastor preached a really fine message that didn't go over 45 minutes and you were really happy and everything's going great and you get in your car and you drive home and somebody cuts you off and then all of a sudden you have this harumph attitude, and then all that joy dissipates. That's what I'm talking about.
If you went to a conference, especially a worship conference, you go to the conference and because worship is really intense and you get into that and you sing to the Lord and you're really on a high and then you get home and you find out you still have an electric bill. How did that happen? It's like, yeah, so the bills don't go away and the bluesy woozies don't go away, but you understand the joy of the Lord is your strength and you understand in his presence is the fullness of joy, but the enemy tries to steal it. He takes it, tries to take it away. Because if he takes away your joy, then he's taking away your source of strength. He's not dumb. So one of the things we talk about is tactics, and the best tactic is to go back into the presence of the Lord. If the enemy takes your joy because of a circumstance, or you let it slip, so to speak, the best thing to do is get back into the presence of the Lord. I just want to talk about one of the greatest transporters that will move you back into the presence of the Lord. Just that simple. It's Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and an opening of the eyes to the blind. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and to appoint to those who mourn in Zion to give them, listen, a garland for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know when you're full of the joy of the Lord and it's great and then the enemy steals it and then you're like, well, the answer is to go back into the presence of the Lord. And one of the great, great transporters is praise. You put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's Isaiah 61:3. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. David said the same thing. Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. We go into this praise mode of thanking God, and sometimes that praise mode is enough to kind of clear out the cobwebs. You know what I'm saying? When you praise the Lord and give thanks to the Lord, and I'm not talking about necessarily walking up and down the street with a tambourine. I'm talking about praising the Lord, whether you want to do it verbally or from your heart, I don't care. But when you're focused on praising the Lord, you know what you're not focused on? That the enemy took your joy. Because when you're focused on the Lord and you're praising the Lord, guess what? You're connecting. Sometimes we need to use our transporter, which is the garment of praise, which can break that spirit of heaviness, break that tactic the enemy uses against us, and get us back into the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, you know what never comes out of your mouth while you're praising the Lord? Wait, this is one we want to write down. You know what never comes out of your mouth when you're praising the Lord? Complaining. Complaining never comes out of your mouth at the same time you're praising the Lord. That in and of itself is a valid reason for us to really focus on having more praise come out of our lips, the fruit of our lips, the praise of thanksgiving. When we come back, I want to look at the power of praise from two passages in the Bible, Old and New Testament, that give us an idea of just how much power we're talking about. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise. See, we call it K-Praise. AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor
contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel. I can get her done. Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at ExcaliburRoofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
A father does the right thing for his family and then loses his job. But wait, that's not the end of the story. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. On January 1st, Lamar and Lindsay Austin celebrated the birth of their son, Kanan, the first baby born at Concord, New Hampshire Hospital in 2017. Unfortunately, attending the birth cost Lamar his job as a part-time security guard. When Lamar's story was published in the local newspaper, it was seen by former town board member and paid family leave advocate Sarah Parashino, who created a GoFundMe campaign to ease the financial stresses of the family until Lamar found another job. Since its creation, hundreds of people have donated, and more than $10,000 has been raised. More importantly, multiple employers have contacted Lamar with job offers. So far, he's received at least four. Throughout this time, Lamar has remained optimistic, telling reporters, "Sometimes you lose something and you get something even better." Here's a case in point. After reading in the local paper that Lamar was hoping to get into electrical work, Dennis Boudoin, the business manager from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Concord, offered Lamar the chance to apply for an apprenticeship. Boudoin lives in Pittsfield, the same town as Lamar, and said electrical work might offer a more flexible and understanding environment for someone like Lamar, who has a big family and wants time to devote to it. Well, these days, health insurance is incredibly expensive, especially if you don't have coverage through your employer. If you're concerned about the costs or the ethical dilemmas of insurance, here's great news. There's an affordable, God-honoring alternative called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable, biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Good night, darling. Take care of that throat. You're a big singing star now, remember? This California dew was just a little heavier than usual tonight.
Really? Where I
oh, welcome back. What are you playing? What?
That is the intro, which is longer than I expected for Singing in the Rain.
Oh, okay. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, as Tugboat Todd. By the way, this is a good day to be Tugboat Todd, right? You know, our general manager walked in after being on a trip for a whole week. He said, "How you doing?" I said, "I came in on the ark with the animals."
This is like, wow.
Carpooled with Noah?
Yeah,
it was literally carpool. The pool part was the key part. All right, let's get into this discussion. So we're talking, that's right, for those that don't have a merry heart. Okay, pulse. Take a pulse. Make sure you're alive. And smile. It's okay. We're talking about sometimes, you know, the joy of the Lord, we know for a scriptural fact, joy of the Lord is our strength, and in his presence is the fullness of joy. You're looking at Nehemiah chapter 8 and Psalm 16. But a lot of times the enemy comes in, or even beyond the enemy per se, you know, things will happen and we just focus on the wrong things and our focus gets kind of like knocked around and we start getting down and depressed and feeling like bummer and things aren't great. Well, you know, scripture gives us an idea in Isaiah 61, 1 through 3, and it talks about the reality that the garment of praise is effective for the spirit of heaviness. And that when we're operating in praise, We're doing a better job than just sitting in the blue hoo pool. Now, I'm not making fun of depression. I have many people in my life that struggle with that. I'm not talking about people that have that going through that on a you know, kind of that regular. But I'm talking about when the enemy takes advantage of you and blues your day out. And you know what I mean. And when that takes place, we have tools or tactics that we're allowed to use in regards to this. And the enemy tries to make things yuck. That's his job, making things yuck.
Ephesians 5:18-20, do not get drunk with wine, which is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and singing praises in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always concerning all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. For those that are really hung up on it, singing praises to God is not does not require for you to get a microphone. Okay? Can we just, you know, like Mr. Mike is not something you have to purchase to sing praises to God. All right? You're allowed to sing praises in your heart to the Lord. It doesn't matter. It has to do with focus. It has to do with where you're putting your energy of your insides. It has to do with what you're thinking about. It has to do with what you're concentrating on. And when we're concentrating on the bluesy, bluesy, it's bluesy. And so Scripture encourages us to be a thankful people, a people full of praise. Because when you praise the Lord, listen to this, Psalm 22:3, you who are holy, you inhabit the praises of Israel. When you praise the Lord's around. He appreciates being appreciated. So let me just use an Old Testament story. These are things you know. There's nothing new in most of this teaching for most of you, but it's stuff to be reminded of because we need to keep it in mind. When we talk about the power of praise, I want you to think about what happened with Saul, King Saul, before David became king. David used to play the harp for him, or the lyre. It's the, whatever you want to know. And so when Saul was really struggling and things were bad, and in fact, Scripture says it was an evil spirit sent by God, they said, well, you got to find somebody that knows how to play music. Well, what's the kind of music that David played? It's not hard to figure out. I have 150 testimonies of David's music. Okay, well, actually 140. But I have 140 testimonies of David's music. All of it worship. All of it prayerful. All of it towards the Lord. That's the testimony of historical record that we have, of biblical truth that we have. And when David would play for Saul, the spirit that was tormenting Saul would leave. Now, why would an evil spirit leave if somebody was just playing polka music? Why would an evil spirit leave if somebody's playing jazz? He's playing jazz. Come on, all us evil spirits, we gotta go. He's playing the waltz. Oh, it's time for all of his evil spirits to go. He's playing the waltz and that Tennessee waltz. We gotta get out fast. It's only when it's worship music that glorifies God, that honors God, and praise music that acknowledges God, and hymns and of praise songs that give God the glory, where demons are like, okay, gotta go. That's enough. This is not that genius stuff. Now, I'm not saying that polka music is bad, so those three people that did that last time, do not send me an email. But I am saying that polka music does not typically drive away demons. But worship music, stuff that honors God, that glorifies God, demons don't like that. They're the ones that rebelled with Satan. They're like, I don't want to hear this. And that's why sometimes my wife and I, what we do when we come into our house and, you know, things are like, you know, that's I don't know how you spell that, but it's like, or if we're in the car and we're feeling, that's the time you put on worship music. And then you start worshiping the Lord, and it's like the spirit of the car or the spirit of the house changes. That's not a joke. That's for real. Atmosphere matters. You know, Jesus Christ, when he was doing healing, had, you know, Peter, James, and John. Remember the two parents that had the little girl? He made everybody leave the house who wasn't of like mind. He's just clearing out the whole atmosphere. Get out. Get out. I just want these people here. It's like, no, you got to have the right atmosphere. And so people think, well, that's ridiculous. Really? So when David played music, we have a testimony as to what his music is. He's a man who wrote 140 of 150 Psalms, every one of them praising God. I think we know what kind of music the dude played. And the guy is playing the music. Of course that spirit's leaving. It's like, I don't want to hear this. Oh, I'm out. So that praise element that expands into thanksgiving, that can go into a deep worship or a soft worship, that thankfulness in the heart, that matters. I'm not saying you put on a worship CD and your whole world turns around, you win the lottery. Come on. But sometimes when you move from complaint or from restraint or from depressions that are, you know, situational, you move into a thankfulness, you change the atmosphere. This isn't about being positive. This is about connecting to the Lord. This is the problem that I have. I can't stand the prosperity gospel stuff. Just, it's, you know, it's absurd. They're like against suffering. You want to be like Jesus? You're going to suffer. Okay, that's it. If you're too immature to do that, why'd you sign up? Okay, that's number one. Number two, I can't stand it when Christians are like, well, you should say everything negative. What world did you grow up in? Don't say, we have this thing where we connect to God in an agreement with God. When it comes to our sin, we confess it. When it comes to faith, we stand in it. Those are positives and negatives. Not everything's positive. Not everything's negative. Anywhere. But goodness gracious, when you praise the Lord and when you thank the Lord, certainly you're connecting to him. And isn't that a great tool to use on this incredibly unique journey that we're on? The reason I'm letting you know this is because when we come back, I'm going to tell you an Old Testament story. I think it's one of the most important stories, but it doesn't get a lot of, I guess it doesn't get a lot of play. And then I'm going to make a statement that some people are going to say, that's blasphemy, which is like, that's fine. I think you know by now, it's not blasphemy, it's my point of view. But I think you're going to find a challenge to the lack of praise that operates in our lives. And just so we can be clear, you're not arguing that you want to praise God less, are you? I just would like to see his face and your face when you say that to him. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Give thanks to God, our Creator, who gives us the breath of life.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Amy Boucher Pye. On a cold and frosty morning, as my daughter and I walked to school, we enjoyed seeing our breath turn to vapor. We giggled at the various steamy clouds we could each produce. I received the moment as a gift, reveling in being with her and being alive. Our breath, which is usually invisible, was seen in the cold air, and it made me think about the source of our breath and life, the Lord, our Creator. Genesis 2:7 says, "For he who formed Adam out of the dust of the ground, giving him the breath of life, also gives life to us and to every living creature." All things come from him, even our very breath, which we inhale without even thinking about. Amy continues, "We may be tempted living with today's conveniences and technology to forget our beginnings and that God is the one who gives us life. But when we pause to remember that God is our Creator, we can build an attitude of thankfulness into our daily routines. We can ask Him for help and acknowledge the gift of life with humble, thankful hearts. May our gratitude spill out and touch others so that they may also give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and faithfulness." We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word,
For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. And dancing in.
That's me, tap dancing. Right there.
Dave, get off the desk.
Yeah. No, I've been working on this. I started tapping about 2 years ago. What people don't know is that that sound isn't my shoe. That's my nose hitting the desk. That's talented tapping. All right, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Tugboat. Todd and I were just talking off the air. You know, we'll have a segment, and then I go into the whatever his room. I know you call it like
master control.
The master control, where all things function, room, something like that. You know, there's wires that go up there and little things that go. Bzz, 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 you know, like Frankenstein. But anyway, so we went in there, and one of the things that we were talking about just this the influence of different things in our lives. He was pointing out that some music in his life, and you can share that story. That's actually a pretty good story, but you don't have to go into all the details, but in like a summary fashion, how the music affected you, an impact on you.
Yeah, well, you know, you're talking about praise music and how it's hard to be in a bad mood when you're listening to that. Well, on the opposite, I was listening to some like heavy metal kind of music that was real kind of dark stuff while I was doing the commute to Cal State San Marcos every day. And now while I'm driving one day, I'm like, I was just felt angry and mad. I'm like, God, why am I so angry and mad always, you know, during these drives? And then I was like, duh, the light bulb kind of went on my head, and it's the music I was listening to. It was negative and dark stuff.
Yeah, so when you're putting in darkness, you're going to probably get out. But then again, if you're putting in praise, what are you going to get? I mean, if you think of it in that way, you know, it really kind of helps you understand. But what I want people to catch is this, that the praise element, you can put yourself in a dark mood, but when you're praising the Lord, I'm not saying, you know, up with people. I mean, look, I saw all of those. I'm not going to comment right now because I don't want to lose my job. But the bottom line is when you're praising the Lord, you're connecting to God. And that becomes a big issue. So I want to do an oldie but a goodie. It's not an oldie but a goodie, but that's what I wrote in my notes. 2 Chronicles 20:18-22. Then Jehoshaphat bowed his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord to worship him. Then the Levites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel, shouting in a loud voice. What's funny about that is in the New Testament passage, Ephesians, you can praise the Lord in your heart. Here they're shouting in a loud voice. There is no one standard. In the morning, they got up early and they went to the wilderness. As they were about to go out, Jehoshaphat stood up and said, "Hear me, Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed." Then he consulted with the people and appointed some to sing for the Lord and some to praise the splendor of his holiness. Listen, when they went out in front of the armed forces, they kept singing. Give thanks to the Lord, for his faithful love endures forever. The moment, listen to this scripture, the moment they began their shouts and praises, the Lord set an ambush against the Ammonites, the Moabites, and Mount Seir, who came against Judah, and they were all defeated. This story is for you and me. This story is not up there to say, "Ooh, what a cool story." This is a story for you and me to look at and to recognize. This is part of tapping in. Here's Jehoshaphat, and he's in a situation where he's facing armies that are way beyond his capacity because there's multiple armies. If you have one army and you're fighting them, that's one thing. These are three armies in the same area. And he's just like, look, we got to believe in the Lord our God. You know, he will establish us. We got to believe in his prophets and what they say regarding God, and we'll succeed in what we're going through. And then he appoints singers and people to praise. He appoints singers and praisers, and they're acknowledging God. And the moment they begin their praises, God goes, all right, war's over. He doesn't even start. Because as soon as they start praising, God goes, okay, that'll be it. How connected to the Lord do you think they were feeling as a people? Well, we're going to praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for putting... Okay, that's done. Let's clean up. I mean, that's what you're talking about. That's how powerful that tapping in process is. So here's that, here's that dangerous question. Dangerous question that I want to ask you. According to the Bible, as best as you understand it, reading from Genesis to Revelation, and without trying to be an eschatological theologian, what's going on in heaven right now? Let's say right now, heaven. Are they A, watching TV because nothing's good and they like I Love Lucy? B, shivering in their timbers because they don't know what the future holds? C, walking around like they've lost your file? No, I know you think that, but they don't. That's not how that goes. D, have any concern about anything? Not really, because they're all just sitting on clouds, playing harps, and humming really bad tunes. Or D, are they worshiping the Lord God Almighty, who's at the center of heaven, the center of the universe? What's going on right now in heaven? What do you think is going on in heaven right now? What would you think maybe is going on in heaven right now? Are they scurrying about? Are they freaking out? Are they just, I don't know what to do? Or do you think that the angels and the people that are, if they're present, however that's going to work, that they're acknowledging God and praising God? And here, let me just give you a passage to work with so you can massage it in. Revelation 5:13, I heard every creature in heaven on earth and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever. You know what happens when you start to praise the Lord, or you start to worship? You know what's really going on there? You're tapping in. You're connecting. It's cool to play fun, upbeat music, okay? There's nothing bad about that. Bad to play, fun music. No, it's not bad. But that's not the same as worshiping the Lord and tapping into what's taking place in heaven. Now, I want you to get that difference. What you and I are doing when we're worshiping the Lord, praise the Lord, we're tapping in. Like, yeah, right. Now, are you fully tapping in? No. Not a chance. If you were fully tapping in, you would be like a clump, a lump of clay on the ground. You would just be that. No. But you can connect with what is going on through praise, because they are praising the Lord. There's very few theologians that think that heaven is right now. It's like, everybody quiet because God is bowling. It's like, no. There's a constant acknowledgement of the Lord. He's showing the hosts of heaven his wisdom through the church. He's teaching, he's guiding, he's directing in things that you can't even understand. Jesus interceding for us, praying for us on our behalf, watching over us. And there's acknowledgement from those that would be there and from angels and from whatever other variety of life is there, because nobody knows. So when you tap in and I tap in, we're just connecting. And like I said, it's fun to sing fun songs, right? I mean, it's, we thought the other day I had Tugboat Todd play as a bumper music underdog. Why? Because it's a funny, fun song. It's cartoons about a dog. He's a superhero. Come on. There's nothing wrong with that. But when I'm worshiping, I'm connecting. When I'm praising the Lord, I've got to focus on the greatness, the sovereignty, the power, the wisdom, the provision, the grace, the mercy, the strength, the compassion, the protection of God. And that's what I'm singing about. I'm singing about redemption. I'm singing about his glory. I'm singing about answered prayers by the grace of God. I'm singing about my salvation. I'm praising him because I am worthless and he still chose me. I'm singing to him because nobody can love me the way that God loves me, because the way that people love you always has some condition, even if it's unspoken. And the way that God loves me is even when I was an enemy of his, he loved me anyway. That's what I'm singing about. You know what else I'm singing? I'm singing about the blood. I'm singing about redemption. I'm singing about the Holy Spirit. I'm singing about the place to come. I'm singing about what our future is. That connects me to the Lord. Right? Remember that song, I'll fly away, oh Lord, I'll fly away. And that's all about the future. And a lot of people think that's all connected to the rapture. It's all connected to the second coming. Fantastic! It connects you to the Lord. And that's where our connection needs to be. That's where we need to have our connection. More praise, less complaint, more thanksgiving, less whining. At what point is this a bad call as Christians? At what point is this a bad idea? That's what I'm trying to kind of drive at. And one of the things we're going to do, I'm never going to stop doing this. We've got, when we come back, two passages to examine to understand that sometimes you got to push past what's pushing on you. And you do that by praising the Lord. And it's not a question. It's in the passages. You can't get away from it. The question is, why are we resistant to it? Doesn't he deserve all of our praise all the time? I think he's been that gracious to you. He's certainly been that gracious to me. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Scott Wilder. I'll be with you in San Diego for a wonderful cause, something we're going to do together for American Leprosy Missions. Amazingly, leprosy still exists in the world, and what we're going to do together is cure 200 kids of leprosy. You can call right now, 800-443-0838, and join us curing children, or join me Tuesday and Wednesday throughout the day and on the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Whitefield's Ministry supports national pastors starting churches in villages that have no church, places that are difficult to start a church because of extreme poverty or persecution. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefield's Ministry. We support these pastors because they already know the language and culture, making them efficient at starting churches in their country. Whitefield's provides support so that the pastor can work full-time starting the church that transforms their whole community. They heal broken families, feed hungry children, restore hope, and give purpose to the lost. Many villages in the world are still without a local church.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefield's Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. Jesus said, "Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things will be added to you." Why should you seek God's kingdom first? Because your priority in life should be to seek what is eternal. Seeking God's kingdom means you want Christ to rule in your life and to manifest righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. When lost people see those spiritual qualities in your life instead of worry and fear, they know there is something special about you. And that becomes an attractive testimony that God can use to bring others to himself. So instead of seeking riches, seek righteousness. Pursue godliness, holiness, and stop worrying about your material needs. And thus be a portrait of God's grace by living a righteous life and demonstrating God's provision.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Attend a Christian station here in San Diego, California. That's the Michigan Wolverines. That team to the south, I don't think they scored any points in that last game, so I don't know. I don't know if that's really a team that's south or just went south. I don't know yet. All right, let's get back to our teaching. We were talking about praising the Lord versus whining, complaining, the power of praise. We're talking about tapping in to the Lord by getting ourselves into a prayerful praise mode, which is better than a complaining, whining, I don't like what people are doing around me mode. And it helps us to understand that what's going on in heaven can be something that you can kind of tap into. Fully? No. Partly? Little. When you praise the Lord. I mean, look, when you're praising the Lord, it's amazing how many of your troubles lose some of their power. I don't think anybody would deny that. I just want to close this out with something that I think people will appreciate, and that's understanding two major components. One, in Matthew chapter 6, as Jesus was teaching the disciples to pray, he said, you should pray in this manner, Matthew 6, 9, Our Father who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The first and foremost thing we understand is when we're talking to God, there should be this praise, this adoration, this, the word hallowed, by the way, means glory and praise and honor. It's kind of what it means by itself. It's this love and adoration that equals our praise to the Lord, and that's how we should be addressing the Lord. And so we should be praying on a pretty consistent basis, and when we're praying, we should be acknowledging on a pretty consistent basis. That's not tough. But what's cool is this verse here in Acts 16. Acts 16, 22 through 26. Have to love this. Then the mob joined in and attacked them, and the chief magistrates stripped off their clothes and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they inflicted many blows on them, they threw them in jail, ordering the jailer to keep them securely guarded. Receiving such an order, he put them into the inner prison and secured their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake that the foundations of the jail were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains came loose. You want to know about the power of praise? People are like, well, you know, that's Old Testament stuff, you know, what you were just talking about there with old Jehoshaphat. Yeah, well, this is New Testament stuff, what I'm talking about here with Paul and Silas, who were beaten for their faith, thrown in jail, and instead of complaining or whining, you know what they did? They praised God. They thanked the Lord. They said, thank you and praise you for all we go through. We know that you put us through these things for purposes. And they were just appreciative. Guess what happened when they started praising the Lord? Oh, let's see. As they were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening, suddenly there was a violent earthquake. The jail was shaken, the doors were open, and everybody's chains came loose. I got a message for a couple of you. It's not prophetic, but it is practical in application. A little more praise, a little more thankfulness in your life and in your walk, there will be a lot of chains that fall off of you. Because you've got yourself so bound up in so many things. There's such bitterness, there's such angst, there's such disappointment, and when you have that and there is no praise, when there is no praise, there's that detriment of darkness. But if you're praising the Lord, whether you're in prison or whether you're in prison in a situation, you'll find out something. There's a power there. There's a grace there. There's a mercy there. And I just encourage you to take up praise as a practice. Take up praise as a practice. When you're in the toughest place, you'll find out that the praise is a great transporter. You're going to find out there's a power in praise. You're going to find out you're tapping in when you're praising the Lord. And you're going to find out that there's a pushing past it. It's fantastic. Does that mean that every moment of every day you're going to go, blah, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you? No, it does not mean every moment of every day you're going to do that. But I can say one thing to you assuredly. If you can spend 2 more minutes a week praising God, this hour of teaching was worth it. Because if you add 2 minutes of praise into your life, it'll be 2 better minutes than you had before. When you and I have that heart and have that garment of praise operating, the spirit of heaviness gets lifted. I don't have to rewrite the scripture. That's what the scripture says. What I really need to do is use the scripture, is operate in the scripture. You know how Jesus said, you know, if you listen to everything I say and don't do it, it's really not helpful. There you go. And so I'm going to do my best. I don't know how well I'll do, but I'm going to try and add a couple of minutes into my every week of praising God more than I do. And I want you to make that same commitment if you're so inclined. The worst that comes out of this is that the Lord is praised more. I kind of feel like that's not bad. Wait, let me check. Nope, yep, that's not bad. I'm looking right here in Scripture. Nope, that's a good thing. Okay, I guess we're on track there. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Tough weather and all, tough day and all, tough job and all, tough relationship and all, tough experience and all, tough because your pride is hurt and all. Yeah, great. Praise the Lord more, not less, and find more grace, more mercy, and more kindness in your walk, and then you'll be able to extend that as well. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise, 1210 AM, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California, taking a 70-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.